From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail for resisting police and fined him 20,000 rubles, about $350, for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration Sunday afternoon was illegal. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
Now, Navalny argued back to the court saying that the authorities had not offered specific alternative venues for his demonstration within 3 days of the rally itself. So therefore, according to Russian law, he should be allowed to hold it where he wanted to, which was in central Moscow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday said Moscow authorities offered two alternative sites to the organizers, according to the Interfax news agency. Peskov called the protesters provocateurs looking to incite violence and accused organizers of exploiting children, claiming many were paid to attend, but citing no evidence. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and key advisor Jared Kushner has agreed to be questioned as part of a Senate investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election. That's according to the White House. Kushner is the closest Trump ally to be questioned so far by the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating ties between Trump associates and Russian officials. The Senate committee wants to know more about Kushner's two December meetings with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul is a terrible tragedy and that it's investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians there earlier this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. Iraqi forces with the coalition air support are working to regain control of western Mosul from Islamic State fighters who seized the city in mid-2014. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated the importance of Israeli and American cooperation in the battle against militant Islam in the Middle East Monday, saying the two countries must stand together to ensure light triumphs over darkness and hope triumphs over despair. He also emphasized the importance of preventing Iran from ever developing nuclear weapons. Speaking Monday morning via satellite at the annual policy conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Netanyahu called on the United States to vanquish the Islamic State group from the areas it now controls and build alliances with moderate Muslims in the region to make sure IS doesn't return.
I believe that the common dangers faced by Israel and many of our Arab neighbors now offer a rare opportunity to build bridges towards a better future, a future more prosperous, more secure, more peaceful.
He thanked President Donald Trump for his vocal support of Israel and U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley for boycotting a U.N. standing agenda item that requires the Human Rights Council to debate Israeli human rights abuses against Palestinians, the only one of its kind. South Korean prosecutors have decided to ask for an arrest warrant for ousted President Park Geun-hye in the corruption scandal that has forced her from office. Yonhap News Agency reported that prosecutors requested the warrant Monday. South Korea's constitutional court dismissed Park from office earlier this month following her impeachment by lawmakers over allegations she colluded with longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort companies to donate nearly $70 million to dubious foundations in exchange for favorable treatment. Park has denied any wrongdoing. Japanese officials say eight high school students are feared dead after being engulfed in an avalanche at a ski resort in eastern Japan. Three other students were injured. At least one teacher is missing. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.